19 minutes past four. Does your phone have too many features that you simply never use because you don't understand it? You might remember when Nokia was the powerhouse in mobile phones before pesky Apple came along, and Samsung. The Finnish company has today relaunched one of its classic phones, the Nokia 6310. Oh, what a phone! And the features are very much not like the current-day smartphones, apparently. A 2.8-inch screen, a single camera, rear camera, but battery life of up to 20 days. Oh, man alive. Does your phone have all the bells and whistles, but you never use them because you don't know how? Let's talk to Fevzi Turkalp, who is the gadget detective. In fact, you can search him up at gadgetdetective.com. Fevzi, very good afternoon to you.
Afternoon to you.
Oh, dear, here are you. Why do you think Nokia has re-released a phone from 20 years ago?
Yeah, so it's from the early noughties, and it's a retro phone. It's a reimagining of one of the most popular phones ever made and one of the best-selling phones ever made. It's got the same look and feel to it, but it's updated. You know, the screen is bigger, it's curvier, the buttons are bigger, the screen is easier to read, you know, the text on it, because if we liked that phone 20 years ago, we may be getting on a bit now. And you know, it's got the ability to have zoomed in menus and large font on the screen, and also it can read you your text messages. So this tells me that it might be, I mean, there'll be some younger ones who are quite interested in retro, even though they weren't around the first time. But there'll be people who just want to play Snake on it, to be honest with you. It's still got Snake.
Now you've got me, Fevzi, right? Now, so, I can have a long conversation with you about the first Blackberries when Blackberries were good. I had four or five. They were love. But the 6310 and that game, Snake, what a game that was.
It was very addictive. So it's interesting. Nokia sort of are covering all the bases now. So they've done the 6310 again, which is part of their Originals family. So they're what they call reimagining these phones, and I think that's the right way. It's not just a recreation of the same phone. It's got the same design elements, but it's updated in terms of the tech and the design. But then one of the things that Nokia are doing at the moment is they're going for phones that are eco-friendly, and Nokia have worked out, unlike some other manufacturers, that phones that last a long time are eco-friendly because they don't end up in landfill. And they launched something today called the XR20, which is a smartphone. It's a £400 smartphone, but it's designed to last almost forever. It's got a military grade casing to it. They got actually, you know, Roberto Carlos, the
Brazilian football.
They got him to recreate his famous free kick from the World Cup, where he smacked a ball directly at it and it withstood it. You know, he tried his hardest to break the phone and he couldn't. And then they've done other things. So it's got a 3-year warranty, which you don't always get on a phone, a guarantee of 4 years of security updates every month, and also upgrades to Android. One of the problems with Android phones these days is that you don't always get upgrades to the new versions. Well, here you'll get at least up to 3 years of updates, and possibly more than that. So actually it's quite eco-friendly, and I think when you buy one of them, they plant 50 trees for you as well.
That's pretty impressive.
It's kind of remarkable, actually. They're covering the sort of the low end, the mid-range, where you can buy one of their smartphones for, say, £100. I think they launched something called a C30 today. And then at the top end, for about £400, you've got a really nice phone. And I don't know if you remember, one of the things that Nokia were always famous for at the top end was the quality of their cameras. And the XR20's got Zeiss optics on it, with a 48 megapixel camera. So it's got a really nice camera on it. And 400, it's not cheap, but when you consider, you know, a top end iPhone is pushing £2,000, fully specced out.
You know, the thing is, Fevzi, I'm with you. I had a couple Nokia 6310s, 20 plus days battery life, which just unheard of. It's a Snake, brilliant game. But and I get it. But to the millennials who are only used, I mean, they all want an iPhone, and if they're really struggling, they might just settle for a Samsung. How are they going to be convinced to go they might even not know what a Nokia is.
Well, look, I mean, I think it's like, you know, like some younger people go on YouTube and discover music from the 60s and crave it, you know, and it's amazing, and it's a revelation, and that's great, you know, I like that. But it'll be for some of them, but it's also, you know, a retro phone from the people who had it or were aware of it the first time round. But also with weeks worth of battery life, what a good phone to put in your glove compartment as a second device. Or, you know, it's a £50 phone at full price. It's just under £50. So it's not that I'm encouraging people to go out, get drunk and lose their phone. But if you are going to do that, better to lose a £50 phone than a, you know, £1,000 smartphone. This,
the 6310 is £50.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not, I'll have one of those.
Yeah, have two. It's rude only to buy one.
You're right. But here's the thing. And some most modern phones, most newish phones, they've got so many features. Do any of us really know what everything does? I mean, the reason I ask, and I don't know if anyone listening has had the same situation. It used to be that I used to buy, you know, phones every couple of years, and I used to buy them for myself. I'm now in a situation, Fevzi, where I'm paying for contracts for my children to have the latest phones, and I have their cast off, such is the fall from grace that I have suffered. Now, I've currently got my son's discarded Samsung, I think it's an S8 or an S9.
You've got your children's hand-me-downs.
Well, that's the way it works. Right, and I've got this this Samsung S8 or S9. I mean, it's got so much stuff. I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, modern smartphones. I mean, we call them phones. They're really handheld communicating computing devices. I mean, they do so much. They are incredible. But it's funny, you know, when you have a jack of all trades and master. Well, it's not master of none. But for example, you remember the original phones had an external antenna that used to stick out.
I used to love the external antenna.
Yeah, and then we came to the point where, you know, the antenna got wrapped around the edge of the smartphone, and when you held a certain iPhone in a particular way, it would attenuate the signal, yeah, so you couldn't, it would drop the call or slow down the data. And then Steve Jobs famously said, well, you're holding it wrong. But that's an example of what happens when you do cram in a lot into a phone, because, you know, the antenna is not there. Now, something like the 6310, although I haven't had a chance to try it yet, I would expect that it not only has good battery life, but it should have a decent signal on it, because there'll be space in it for a decent antenna. So, you know, fingers crossed, I'll come back to you on that one. But sometimes something that does less is better. And also distraction factor. Why do I have a Kindle to read ebooks when I can read ebooks on my iPad? Because the iPad does everything and it keeps distracting me with other stuff, you know, whereas the Kindle just does, you know, ebook reading, and that's pretty much it. And sometimes less is more.
Fevzi, always a great pleasure having you on. Fevzi Turkup, you can check him out at gadgetdetective.com. He knows his stuff. The Nokia 6310. You would have had one of these, wouldn't you? Great phone.